Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And my thought today is being tried in the fire. And a lot of people don't understand that we must go through the process of being made, because we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Adam made sure that all of us carried his trait. At the beginning of creation, all the image, amen, of God, and he was just like God, like Father, like Son. But as iniquity was found in Satan, Adam took the wrong step, made the wrong decision, and his life after that was nothing but sorrow and grief for many years. The same trait he had. We have them too. So I ask God to add a blessing to the reading of the word and give us a clarity on being made whole, being transformed by the renewing of our minds, because that fruit that was on the tree, a lot of problems in the mind and the way that we believe. You know, ain't no good thing in the flesh. And so we have three elements that are fighting against us constantly, trying to keep us away from God and the truth. God is true. He cannot lie. And so tried means to test, to prove, to stand up under pressure. So many people claim to know this Christian walk, but they don't want to be tried. As soon as the pressure comes and the trying comes, they pull away from God. But pulling away from God is not the answer, because the trial still going to come, the pressure still going to come, but you don't have nobody to back you up. Satan easily want to keep you away from God, to give up on the word of truth. One of the disciples said, "Where can I go?" His name was Peter. You got the word with you. Saints, if you don't hold on to nothing, if you don't hold on to that Lamborghini or that house, you better hold on to the word of God, because it's true. It brings rhema to you when you're being pressure cooked. It lifts you up, giving you courage to go on. Your father might be the loss of a husband. And if you've really been tried, you do not have to prove it to no one, for the lifestyle will prove that you are truly of God. By losing a husband, or the death of a child, loss of a job, financial difficulties, and many other problems, being molested, being rejected, being talked about, being labeled, falsely accused, all of those are fire trials. And like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were tried in the fire because they refused to bow down and worship the image of gold. They were told that at that time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, possibly dulcimer, and all kinds of music. You fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, amen, king of Babylon, had created. falling not down and worship shall in the same hour be cast into the burning fire, the midst of the burning fire. And we all know that, amen, praise God, when you in a fire, you get burnt up. So these fiery trials dealing with the three elements that try to control us, the elements of the flesh, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, the elements of satanic oppression by Satan, always trying to make you doubt the word, always trying to put you in a strait that you can never get out of what God has brought you into for your safety. And then the worldly system itself. Since we're in the world, we act like the world. Satan and all his demons try to possess the earth realm and the world itself and cause us to bow down to the Baalims, the prince of Persia, oh my God, so many demonic oppression that are ancient, even up today. Satan is always trying to make something that is old happen to us when we're renewed in the mind. But it's up to us to go through that fire, because there's going to be a fourth man in the fire, and his name is Jesus. I've been battling for 30-something years, and I would never come to the conclusion that I'm supposed to bow down to Satan. Every time he tried to make me bow, I got back up again. Oh, yeah, we're going to fall down, but we get back up again. And Jesus knows those strategic areas and our weaknesses while we're in the process, while we're being made. But he walks us through it, and he's gentle and has mercy and grace upon our lives. It was reported that some of the Jews did not bow and worship the golden image. They were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They did not regard what Nebuchadnezzar stood for. They understood that there was only one God. And so they rebelled against the fire trials being tried in the fire. And so the men that placed them in the furnace died from the heat, because they had heated it 7 times more than the normal. Satan will cause you to suffer 7 times, amen, more than the normal suffering that we go through. He will try to add on to it. He'll add on God, blah, blah, this, and God, blah, blah, this, when God is the only source of our life. He's the creator. So we're not to lose hope and faith, but we are to go through the trials, gone through them. Amen. It's not pleasant, but gone through them. When we are up under pressure, Jesus will be there with us. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. You got to understand the magnitude of being tried in the fire, and you begin to love God more, because God is purging that old Adamic nature out of you. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life. Eve lusted after the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, and the end result was death. Pressure in a human is horrible to the mind. The greatest fight is in the mind, because you got this demon talking to you, and you got Christ talking to you. You got this demon trying to scare you and force you and walk in unbelief, and you've got Christ as being long-suffering and waiting, because the demons are using tactics on you. Some of us fight because of the pressure that these place on us back to back. And it seems, or if before you get out of one problem, another one will come while you are in that same problem. You are faced with another problem back to back. Get the marriage straight, and then your child dies. Get the situation straight with your child, and then family or friends or relatives begin to falsely accuse you. Your problem is trying, but you should be able to come through these fiery trials. Are you living right? Do you come through right on time? God has a scheduled time. He's not going to put on no more on you. You can bear. Are you walking right? Are you living for Jesus? You literally got to go through them because you can't return back. Hell is back there. Satan is going to do to you. It's going to make you lose your mind. All that pertaining to God, he want to turn you away from God, and you don't want that. If you look at pure gold, it is refined by fire. It goes through various stages in order to be purified. The end result is 99.9%. Purity before it meets the requirements of the international gold standard. We are just like that goal. We have to meet the standards of God, holiness, righteousness, and truth. Live in the Spirit. Don't do no sin in order to relieve yourself from the sin that's so easily beset to cause you to fall. But go through it and pray and fast and seek the Lord, because he's not going to leave you. I'm a witness to it. All the stuff I went through, people talked about me, did evil to my children and to me, and I had to stay with Jesus. That was the time for me to have a relationship with him. In 1 Peter 5:6-10, it says, we go through the same troubles as our sisters and brothers go through, but we have a Christ that will lift us up every time. I don't care how many times you fall, get back up. Then Job, he went through so much. He had lost 7,000 sheep, 10 children, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, and 500 she asses, and his many servants that he had. Then turned back around, he went through the process again. And he was in a physical, not only mental this time, but a physical condition where sickness boils was all over him. His wife told him to cuss God and die. And Job literally let her know that I can't do that. I got to go through this fire trial. I'm being saved. So you have to press your way. You can't give up our own measure of faith and hope. We have to press. We have to go through the storms, the rain, and in order to do that, we have to accept the pressure. When you're making wine, you mash those grapes till the wine come out. The grapes are not any good for anything. Maybe they can use them for preserving or whatever, but they want the juice. God want to get when we're being pressed? That, amen, praise God, is a powerful statement, because in getting the juice, it makes the wine that we're supposed to drink out of Jesus' body, the blood. Go through your trials. Be tried in the fire. And by that, you will come forth as pure gold. Have a wonderful day.